Greetings to you, brothers and sisters, in Jesus' name. We often do not realize what a blessing it is to freely come to the house of God for the service to bring our praises and thanks. There is many people in the world who cannot come to services like this, with a comfort like this. There is many persecution in the world, also many wars. And I called to my cousin in Ukraine, and I spoke with him. You know, there is so much destructions and killing. So he told me some good and some bad things. You know, the bad things is that the war is going on, lots of people dying, so much destruction, many people dying. The good part is that also many people come to know Christ, seeking Christ. The bad part is that civilians now learn and they know what's flying up in the air without a radar. Is it airplane or is it a rocket or a bullet or artillery load or multi-launcher rockets? You know, so the bad part is what civilians now learn, and they know what it is. They do not see it, but they know what is flying. So that's a bad part. The good part, he said also that I have four cousins there now, and all of them are busy. All of them are busy with so much of humanitarian work. They making food, collecting, cooking, canning, delivering to all these hotspots, so it became as their more than full-time work. So also the good part is, he said that they had service and maybe 100 people was outside because they could not fit in a church. So it was about 100 people staying outside. They could not fit. So we have a great blessing here to sit in comfort. But, you know, our God is God of miracles. He knows the needs. We have some. I know that to Michael came two people came who ran away from this Ukrainian destruction. I see one there right now. I do not see another one. Is she here? Yeah? So we have two of them here. So you see, our God is God of miracles. He knows the needs. Those 100 people who are staying up there have no place to sit. They can come here. And this church is basically half empty. You know, according to the building, it's almost empty. So God knows the needs and he can do a miracle. But what are we going to do then? What are we going to do then? Well, I think we'll start speak Ukrainian. At least for me, it will be easier to share in Ukrainian because... actually, I read Bible in Russian language. I read Bible in Russian language, and most of my thinking, I still think in my Ukrainian and Russian language. So at least for me, it will be easier. So I will talk today about something what we heard many times, but there is always something to refresh, always something new that God may show it to us. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank so much for everything that you have done to us. Thank you for all the goods that you are providing to us. We thank you for your Son. Thank you for salvation, for redemption. We also come to you and pray that you would bless those people in Ukraine, that you would bless everybody who is calling upon your name, who have no way to go, but that they will find the way and they come to you, because you are life. So I pray that many people will come to know you and to have life. I also pray that you would bless this church, bless our hearts, talk to our hearts, and help me to share your message. And give us a wisdom. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So I will read today about the proverb, about the proverb, we heard in about the prodigal son. So in Luke 15. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receives sinners and eateth with them. And he spake his parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having hundreds of sheep, if he lose one of them, does not leave the 99 in a wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you that likewise you shall be in heaven. I say unto you, likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repentance more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she loses one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seeks diligently till she find it? And when she has found it, she called her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is a joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repentance. And he said, A certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey unto far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, then arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his field to feed swine. And he would fain fill his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, How many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Thank you. Arise and go unto my father. I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But father said unto his servant, Bring forth the best robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For my son was dead, and is alive again. He was lost, and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his older son was in a field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what those things meant. And he said unto him, Thy brother is come, and their father has killed the fattened cat because he had received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father and entreated him. And he answered and said to his father, Lo, this many years do I serve thee, neither transgress I at any time thy commandment, neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment, and you, thou never gavest me a kid, a goat, that I might be merry with my friends. But as soon as thy son was come, which has devoured his living with harlots, you hast killed for him the fattest calf. And he said unto him, Son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Sorry, my English, like I said, to read loudly is not good. I read a little better when I read quietly, you know. So what do we see here in verse 1 and 2? We see the group who was there. There was publicans and sinners. Also, there was a Pharisee. And Pharisee was not the happy ones, because they see what he accepts the publicans, and he accepts the sinners. So he answered to those Pharisees in the Proverbs that I just read. So if in verse 12, we see that the younger brother came to father and simply asked him his portion, and it says that father divided his living and gave it to him. And it's just like one sentence, but it's so much behind this sentence for the father, that his son come to him. That his son come to him and wanted his part of inheritance now. It was not very common, if you can say unheard of, that when children come and ask for inheritance when the father is alive. But the son wanted to have his portion. He may have some good reasons what he thought in his eyes, and he wanted to manage his portion now. So, you know, how many times, and especially here in America, you know, in this culture, when people want all things and want it now, and if they cannot afford it, they still go and buying it in a credit, because they want it now. So this is that spirit that the younger brother had. He may thought what he will manage it better, what he will make his part useful, what he will have some good profits from it, but as we know later on, nothing this happened. So father divided to him, and he was still living with the father, you know. How often we hear that when children growing, coming to their teenager years and saying, I want my own cell phone, I want my own laptop, I want my own computer, I want my own car, I want my own wallet, I want my own money. So that's when children growing up, because they want to have their own. And when this coming up, especially depends on age of our children, that's not easy for parents. This father, he had to do a lot to share his inheritance. You know, he's basically so many children thinking, what if I gonna have my own, it will be good for me, I will manage it, you know, and they starting to pursue it. And I am thankful that my children did not come and did not bug me that Dad, I'm 16 now, I want to have my driver license, I want to have my money, and so on. I want to have my cell phone, I want to have on and on. So yeah, I'm happy for that. But you know, if anything good you see in my children, it's not of me, it's from God, because all the good things come from God. And everything what you see bad in my children, that's from me, because it's from Adam's nature. So that's good, and I am pleased what they were not bugging. And you know, in our family it's happened that that Jessica was 21 and Newt came, and then I said to her, Jessica, I think now you will get a driver license. Okay, now you will get a driver license. If she got a driver license, so now is the time for you to have a cell phone, because there is a need for it, and there is a time for you now to have some of your money, pocket money. Okay, and so the time comes naturally, but if our children want to get it before of the time, most often it's not coming out good. We see that younger son came and took his portion, and he still lived with the father. Okay, and he still lived with the father, but not for long. In a short days, he got all his things and he left. So he could not, living with the father, he still could not do those things that he wanted. And as we know from this story, it did not do any good to him. So children, you know, your parents have rules in the house, and those rules help us to do right, to walk before God, and they help us, they're protecting us. So while he was living with the father, he took his portion. That was not good. It was very hurtful to father, because basically father see what he doesn't need father, but he wants his things. He wants his money, he wants his possession, but he doesn't need him. He's not interested about him. So it was very hard. It was very hard for the father. But later on, he could not do what he wanted. He could not do what he wanted, and he left. He wanted to have mine, and he received it, but it did not serve for good for him. How many times our children wants to have mine? I remember myself when I was a teenager. Okay, when I was a teenager, about 16, between 16 to 18, and my father had a farm, and of course he wanted us to work with him. So it was very hard labor. Father was optimistic, so he He was looking optimistically for the future profits, but to get to future profits, it's a very hard labor involved. And I'm 16, and he promised me good optimistic, so I said, okay. Why I'm saying 16? Because that's when I finished school. So for me, it was a question or to go to study somewhere further or to go to work. And father saying, let's work with me. So I said, okay, we will do. So so we were working at the farm, but shortly I see what this is very hard labor, and not much profitable. Because before that, it was Soviet Union, communist, all the socialists. There was no private businesses. But this is just the edge when my father, when the government allowed to have private businesses. So my father was the first one in the county who had his own private farm. But with all of this bureaucracy, he could not get any good land, so he got the worser land, no equipment, nothing. So it was very, very, very hard labor. So working hard, I see what it's. I do not see much profit here. It's so hard labor and everything like that. And I thought, what will be for me? What will be for me out of this? I do not see what is any future for here. But, you know, I could not come to my father and to say, I'm leaving. Because I thought, what he's gonna do without us? You know, if me and other brothers leaving, what he's gonna do? By my understanding, I see, but it's, you can get more money somewhere else. But I could not come and to say, I'm leaving, I'm done, I'm gonna get more. I'm gonna manage myself. Well, to look at it right now, what did I got from that? Financially, nothing. It was not profitable because those bureaucrats in the government they basically offered to my father to work with them and to share with them and to do some illegal things. My father said no, and they started to do everything just to make you bad. So it was very hard labor without anything. And my father also understood what it's going nowhere, and we came to America. But I could not say boldly to my father, I'm done, I'm leaving. Even I see what I could make much more at other places. So what I got from it? Well, I learned to work. I learned to work. You know, there still was something that even in that time, and I think that God blessed me through that too a lot. You know, even my inside wanted to leave, but I could not. I could not because of what he's gonna do. But you know, in our time, especially with possibility, when our children are growing, they want to have mine. They want to have mine. When children are growing up to this age and they want to think about future, about marriages, so they want to have their houses. They want to have mine, and it's okay. But I think that it is much better that while you are in a family, to have ours. Because when children have mine, and this is my money, I can do what I want. This is my car, I can drive how I want. Okay, I made a dent. I had a little fender bender. It's okay. It's my money. It's my money, and you know it's not really much learning up there. Even children saying what is good to learn, what is good to have money and to learn, because we need to have our family, we need to learn how to manage things. But another proverb saying, if you will not be faithful in managing somebody's, who will give you yours? This is exactly a good time in a family to learn manage your father's, your family assets, and then you will get yours, naturally, when time comes. Or if our children growing up with things in mind, and it's mine, and when they're getting married, and there is many families have two wallets, you know, and there is many families have two wallets here in America, and that's not good. I think it's much better when we're growing in a family and everything is ours, and then when people getting married, it becomes ours, theirs, but it's not mine. For example, if boy is living in a family and saying, this is mine, and then he is getting married, and he with the same mind, oh, it's mine, and wife saying, no, it's ours. So it's much better if it's ours in the family, and then it's naturally, automatically comes to ours in your own family. So here we see that this young man, he took his portion, he left, and life took him in a hard way, and he had lost so much, so many things here. So okay, in verse 14 to 19, we read about life and the repentance of the younger son. What he lived, God allowed him to waste all that, brought him to the very low condition, and he finally came to himself and said, I will rise and will go to my father, and I will repent myself, and I will be hired as the hired servant. So his decision was made, and it was good, and he went back. And in verse 20 we read, and he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. I think if after all of what was done, the father see his son coming back. And I was thinking, how we would do. This son brought me so much shame. He took his inheritance, and that was a shame before other people. He were not needing me. He rejected me. He took my stuff and left. And now he's coming back. What should we do? But I will leave it in a question for everyone and for myself too, and we will read what this father did. So this father had compassion. He saw him far away. He was waiting for him. He was longing for him. And before he came, he had this compassion. It's already was decided for him, you know. He was ready to forgive him even before he came. So when he just saw him, he ran. It says he ran. This is another shame for Jewish culture, because back then the older people were not running, especially it was bad when people can see your heels. So that was in in Jewish culture, but he did not pay attention to it. You know, he ran, and but the father said, let me find it. Okay. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him before son even said anything. Father already showed him the signs of forgiveness. It was not a cold greetings, cold dead fish handshake. That was very warm. That was very warm greeting. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servant, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes of his feet. I guess if you would notice here, he wanted to say, if you would hire me as your hired servant, because I understand what there was servants, there was children, there was servants, and there was hired servants, you know. So like our employee here, you know. So if our, you know, if we are, if boss hires employee, so employee bring him profit. So the son wanted to be hired and to give at least some profit back to his father. So he wanted to work his way in, but even before he said it, father didn't give it to say to him, and he said, bring him robe, and give him ring, and give him shoes, because here father is representing God, and we cannot come with our good works, and to God and to be accepted. God wants to accept us as we are. So here he said his repentance statement, I have sinned against heaven and against thee, and that was enough for the father to accept him. So first portion of this Proverbs, we see what it's ended happily, and the lost son came back, and looks like his family is together again, and they had celebration. But here's comes another part, another trouble with the older son. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing, and he called on one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, thy brother is come, and thy father has killed the fattened calf, because he has received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him. So it says that the older brother was angry. The older brother was angry about the celebration, and he was not happy at all about that his younger brother came back, because basically when father split the inheritance, younger brother took his, and everything was left. It was a double portion for the older brother. But now the younger brother came, now this celebration is going on back then, and that's basically everything is comes at the expense of this older brother, because it's everything his now. And father is still alive, but brother still already treating that it is his income and everything like that, and he was not happy about father doing this feast. Okay, so you know, there was calf, there was music. I think there was there was many more things to have, and you know, and to have feast in those times, it was not cheap. You know that King David had a feast, and he gave to everybody a cup of wine and piece of meat, and that was great. And here we have this feast, so it was expensive things, and he just wasn't happy. So why he was angry, it's showing us that he also was going for the things of the Father, but not about Father himself. Because if he would love his Father, he would be glad with him, and he would rejoice automatically because his Father is glad, and he is happy. But he basically, he was not thinking about his Father much. So he didn't want to go in. We see that younger brother, he was far away, he was lost, but then he repented and he came in. The older brother, he was in a family, he was doing everything good. He was doing everything good, and now he didn't want to get in a family. The younger brother wanted to get his things rebellious way. He took it, and the older brother wanted to get his things with the good way, being good boy in a family, but he still wanted to have his things. So also, why older brother were getting double inheritance? That's because he also have much more responsibility. He was supposed to take care of the family, of the integrity of the family, of well-being of the family. He was supposed to take care of others, you know, brothers and sisters and everything like that, and have this role to keep the family all together. But here we see that he did not do this. He was happy with that what he had. Finally, he had all his part. Nobody bothering him, basically, about the father, but he's still alive. Younger brother is out of the picture, so he was happy. He was happy here, and he did not have nothing in mind to go and to find his own brother. He saw his father grieving about his younger brother. He saw how unhappy he was, how lonely he was, and he didn't do anything to bring him back to the family. But that was his older brother. You know, this older brother had spirit of Cain. You know, when God spoke to Cain and said, "Where is Abel?" And he said, "Am I keeper of your brother?" So here the same sin. He didn't want to keep family. He didn't want to keep his brother. So he was the one who was supposed to go and find it, but you know, to go and look for him and to share and to have these expenses, he just didn't want to. But praise God that we have our truly older brother. We have our truly older brother, and that's Jesus, who came to earth, who did everything right, who had everything. But he left all and went and found us. You see, all of us, we are like younger brother. We left from God, and Jesus had it all, and left it all, and came and redeemed us, and brought it back to Father, and without any of our works, gives us a free robe and free crown. His robe that he had, it was stripped from him. The crown that he had, it was, instead of that crown, he was given thorns. But he gives us the best robe, as we read here, bring the best robe and a ring. So praise God for Jesus. Also, the older brother here is the same like young man who spoke with Jesus. And he said, what should I do to have everlasting life? And Jesus said to him, do that and that. And he said, I did all that from the days of my youth. He was righteous. He was righteous in his eyes. And Jesus told him, now, give it all to needy one and follow me. But he didn't want to do it because he had so much hope. He has so much hope for the things. So same sin as the older brother here. He didn't want to, at his expense, to reunite the family. He was fine to have it all alone. So those group of people who was there, there was Republicans and sinners and Pharisee. And Pharisee did not like, did not really like what Jesus was saying because it was undermined in everything what they were taught. You know, that salvation is not by works, but by grace. Also, the father here, he wanted that his children would need him, would love him. And to us, God said, the greatest commandment is love thy God with all thy heart, thy mind, and thy soul. Not the things what we can get from God. Yeah, if sometimes we are starting to seek God because of fear. Right now in Ukraine, there is so much destruction and everything like that, and people are in fear to die, and they are coming and seeking God. And that's good. And that's good when they come in and seeking God. But it's not the end. God wants that we are not going to have fear. God wants us that we will love him. God wants us that we will come to him because we love him with all our heart, mind, and soul. Not because we want to go to heaven. Not because we want to run away from hell. Yeah, Bible say that the wise man see destruction and hides himself. Yeah, if we see what we are condemned, we need to hide ourselves. But the final point is that we need to love our God with all our heart, mind, and soul. Then everything will come in place. So we see that younger one repented his rebellion and got reinstated. But it doesn't say that older brother repent his own righteousness. And our own righteousness is like dirty rags in God's eyes. Jesus, when he was here on earth, he said, I'm doing my father's business. This is very good when we're growing up with this thinking, with this mindset. And if Jesus were doing his father's business, and if we have the Christ mind, we will want to do his business. And I think in the families, especially for the people who have their own business, I think it's a great blessing when children growing up and working together in the same business with father. I think because of condition of people in this time, it is pretty hard, but it's possible. It's hard. I do not know many families who can stay together, but I know one family who had have 12 children, and all of them grown up, and all of them have family, and all of them going to the same church, and all of them doing the same business. And those families have already their own children. And I think it's not possible for a man to do like that unless God bless them. I think that that man, he is maybe about 90 now. He may be about 90 years old now, but they came here to America, and they And they were, at first they were fixing the cars, like so many immigrants do, fixing the cars and as a whole family. And after they started to do roofing business as a whole family. And the last thing I heard what as whole group, and there is many of them, so they're building commercial buildings now. I see that God bless them so much, and that what they can stay together in one church and pray together, that's a great blessing. All the good things come from God, not of us. So I hope we refresh here anything, something about this Proverbs, and I want to say to young children that if they would take a lesson from it, don't rush to get mine own, but learn to take care of your father business as your family, and then of your father heaven business. Amen.